And people always want to know, well, how can I hear from God? How can I hear from God? Well, listening to your own body is one of the ways that you can hear from God. Huh. Because we always think, you know, well, I'll be the one that'll get by with it. I know I probably true, yeah. shouldn't, but...
Hi, everyone. How would you like to keep a youthful point of view at every age? Today, I'm telling you, you're going to be glad you're here. It's such good stuff. You see, no matter how young or old we are, this is the perfect time to have an attitude adjustment about aging. We can embrace each season of our life with God's help. And no matter our age, He always has good stuff for us. So today, from our Talk It Out podcast, Joyce is going to share some practical steps for aging well. We're learning about aging without growing old. This is Joyce Meyer's Talk It Out podcast, where Joyce teaches the Word of God in her practical, no-nonsense way. And my friends and I talk about the real stuff of living it, and we don't hold anything back. I'm Ginger Stocky with Jay and Aaron Cluley, three friends who are all in very different places in life, but we understand the importance of having honest, loving women around you. And when we need a little help, Miss Joyce is here, just like she is today, to answer our questions for you. So consider yourself one of us. Come on in here and let's talk it out. Joyce, yes. Thanks for being here.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, Joyce has a new book. It's called How to Age Without Getting Old. This is good stuff. And you might think by the title that this is for people who are a little bit more advanced in years, but it's not. This book is... talking about aging well and doing now what matters later. Mm-hmm. And Aaron, you just said that this is a book for your age group too, right? For everybody.
It's so good because as I was reading it, I relate to you and your work ethic and drive to get stuff done. Right. And so I can see if I don't pay attention now, I can very well end up in a not the place I want to be. So, it's so good.
Yeah, that's one of the main things I want to get across to people is that it's not just for somebody that's 70 or 65 or who's retired. But if I would have had this book and would have paid attention to it when I was, let's say, 40, I could have skipped over a lot of physical trauma that I went through because I didn't have anybody teaching me or telling me. I mean, the whole thing was do as much as you can, you know.
Yeah.
And I would talk to other ministers. I haven't had a day of vacation in 12 years, and I think that was really spiritual.
Yeah. Right,
Now I realize, you know, that was just dumb.
You know? Well, let's talk to our 20-year-old friends. I remember what I was like in college, and, you know, just that pace and that running. Our 30-year-old friends who are raising their kids and can't keep up with everything. So that we're going to talk also about just taking your life back. Giving God the opportunity to do what He needs to do in our life instead of our life taking over us. And when that happens, our years will be better throughout.
I would say most people today let their lives run them.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%.
A lot of, you know, like demands and everybody wants something and you think you got to keep everybody happy and... you know, there's expectations from everywhere, and you know it takes a lot of courage to really follow what you believe is the leadership of the Holy Spirit.
It does,
and be able to say no when you really feel like that you need to say no. Now I know we're all at different ages, so hope you're okay with this on air. But how old are you, Aaron?
I believe I'm 34.
You believe you are?
Yeah, sometimes I can't remember if I'm 34 or 35, but I'm pretty sure I'm 34.
Today
I'm 34. I'm 34.
And Jay, how about you?
I am happily 39, and I'm so excited about turning 40 this year.
Mm. What about you, Ginger?
Really excited.
I'm 57.
Okay, and I am 77. Ginger, have you felt changes in your body, say, in the last decade?
Ugh.
So no?
How much time do we have? Yes.
Well, I think we need to talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing's in the same place that it used to be. In honor of this topic today, I wore a one-piece suit just to prove that I can still handle it because we've talked about the fact as you age, that your body's just different, and it takes a while to get a jumpsuit off. And so when you think that there's a possibility that you're going to have to take a potty break, I have to plan a good half hour out when I'm wearing a get up like this.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those things. So many things that change physically in your life.
Yeah, the way we look changes.
Yeah.
But also, what about energy levels? Mm-hmm. And I know you shared with me that, like, when you go on foreign mission trips now, that's different for you. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? The heat bothers you more. And tell us about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, when we're on these trips in other countries, we have a short amount of time and a lot of things to do, you know, a lot of people that we want to get to and help. So we're just running, and we try to get as much done as we can. So quite often we're just eating beef jerky out of our bags, things like that. And I would thrive on that. I love that. Be long days. It's usually very hot where we go, not always. And I've never done well with the heat. So now, as I've been getting older, I can tell a big difference. And I hate to even say this because I don't like to admit it. You know, we all want to say,
well,
no, I'm good.
Problem. I didn't, you know, I wanted to be, I think from being abused as a child and my mother not being strong enough to do anything about it.
Yeah.
I grew up really just, I didn't hate her, but I hated weakness.
Mm-hmm.
And I really disrespected weak people. Mm-hmm. It was like, oh, come on. You know, don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't give me the, I can't do that. That's too hard. I've learned different now that we all have different abilities and you need to respect, you know, where people are at. But I was like that. It was like, you weren't going to hear me say I couldn't do something.
Right. Yeah.
And so I would push myself.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that I'm wanting people to really understand is that, okay, only a fool thinks they can always do what they've always done.
Yeah.
And so what you could do when you were 30, and maybe even 40, now you're starting to feel it. So that is your body. It's really wisdom telling you you have to make a change now.
Yeah.
And
I don't like it.
No, well, you don't like it. But the thing is, too, is when we need to change, other people don't like it.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That's a really good point.
See, when I got to the point where I felt like I was needing to make some changes here, and I mean, I think you can verify this, everybody thought, well, you know, no, you have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not going to be as good if you don't do it. It's, you know, that's not going to be as good. This isn't going to be as good. And so I really felt like I was in a trap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, like, am I ever going to get to rest, or am I always going to have to do everything? And we found out that it's not about us. It's about where God puts his grace and where God puts his anointing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so God doesn't want you to kill yourself. And so,
right,
like these trips, you'll either stay gone more days so you can have rest, or you'll take somebody with you that can do part of it, or eventually we may have to send somebody else. You know, you can't, you just cannot. And I think the younger that people are when they get that through their head,
yeah,
the easier it's going to be to make those changes.
Mm-hmm. I feel as a youngish person that the weight is on me, that if I don't do it, this won't happen at all. And I am not the end of the world here. I'm not the end all be all of whatever this thing is. I bet God could probably fill in that gap. But in my mind, if I don't do it, then nobody else is going to do it.
Yeah. And I also feel the same way. And I remember when I first got married at 20 and I had my daughter, I remember my body changing, right? Like, and I was proudly 5'1" and a cheerleader. That was who I was all through college even. And then after I had my daughter and the C-section, and my whole body just like, and that's what triggered, honestly, my first bout of depression, you know? And then I remember just going through that, not being happy that my body wasn't the same, and really didn't do anything about it because I was just grieving who I was. And then I remember in my earlier 30s, I ended up having a hysterectomy.
Mm-hmm.
And that hysterectomy triggered me into like premenopausal.
That's fun.
Yeah, like symptoms. And so then all of a sudden my hormones are out of whack. My body, like, you know, sweating and cold and not hungry.
Tell me about it, girl.
It was just a lot of things. And so, when I was reading the book, and I was just super grateful for, you know, for you sharing all of your wins and things that you've learned, you know, because you say all this statement of, if I could tell my younger self, you know, what I know now. And that's honestly what I believe this book is. It's you telling our younger selves what to do and not to do and how to process. I feel like I wasted a lot of time grieving who I was versus saying, who can I be right now and not having to do it all right now.
When you have to make a change, that's not a bad thing. It's wise to make that change.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, our bodies are the home of God. They're the temple of the Holy Spirit. And it's really disrespectful to God, if you want to look at it just from a spiritual standpoint. It's really disrespectful to God to just run yourself into the ground to where, you know, you just are pushing yourself all the time.
That's
because
quite a statement, because we think we're doing it for
God.
Yeah.
But you got to remember, Aphrodite's in the Bible. I mean, he got sick from working too hard in the ministry. And so even though, and that was me, well, I'm doing it for God. But you're not really, not if you're disobeying him in the process. And people always want to know, well, how can I hear from God? How can I hear from God? Well, listening to your own body is one of the ways that you can hear from God. Because we always think, you know, well, I'll be the one that'll get by with it. I know I probably true, shouldn't, but I'll be the one that will get by with it.
I used to be the type that was like, oh man, I just got to keep going, got to keep moving, got to keep, it's for Jesus, the people need Jesus, and as if I was the only one that could give them Jesus, you know, I'm the only one that could bring the presence of Jesus. No, that's not true. So dispelling that and giving myself the time to say, I need to rest, I need to heal, I need to like get poured into for a while versus just continue, because I've always done that. So,
and to be honest, and I'll put it on myself, a lot of it's our own pride.
Yeah. Oh, amen.
That's really 100% true.
Yeah. It's like, nobody can do it as good as I can. if I don't do this, it's not going to get done. I don't want to say I can't, because then I'm going to look weak.
Because I can do whatever I need to do.
Yeah, I can do what. And, you know, we can, that scripture, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. You can't, we can't take that out of balance. We can only do through Christ what he gives us to do. Not just anything we want to do, but what he wants us to do.
I love in your book when you talked about some of how you've learned this recently, when the doctor told you to rest and you said, what do I do while I'm resting?
That was the first thing I said.
I had that thought too. What do you mean?
He told me he wanted me to rest 18 months and I thought the man had lost his mind. I'm like, 18 months?
Yes.
What does one do while they rest for 18 months?
Yeah.
And I was like, it was almost like frightening to me to think.
Let's talk about that for a minute, because there were things that you began to deal with physically that that were significant, and you had to make some big changes.
Sick. Yeah.
So it really came as a surprise, and yet it also came from a long time of pushing very hard. I mean, you've accomplished amazing things, and you've been running and serving the Lord for a long, long time, and how do you explain it? Finally, your body was just kind of at a point where it was going to make you rest?
Well, yeah. And I mean, if you think about my life, okay, the first 15 years of my life, are the from age 3 to about 18, I was abused sexually, physically, mentally, emotionally. And yes, God heals us from that, but it still does take a toll on you.
Sure.
And so already by the time I was 18, I was having colitis and colon problems and, you know, issues like that. And then I remember, even in my 20s, going to the doctor, trying to tell them how I felt, and they'd always tell me it was stress, and that would just make me so mad because my mother had had a nervous breakdown, so I thought that stress meant you couldn't handle your life. And nobody's going to tell me that I couldn't handle life. And I thought, you are giving me stress. I don't have stress. You are giving me stress, telling me that I have stress. And I didn't want to hear any other diagnosis.
Yeah.
And then I had hysterectomy when I was in my real early 40s because I was bleeding all the time. And that was fine. I was taking hormones. All was well. Controlled the hot flashes, the, you know, feeling like going crazy thing. Then I had breast cancer, and it was a estrogen-dependent tumor. And so then I couldn't take any hormones. Oh, and I thought that was going to kill me because I was working so hard. Mm-hmm. I mean, I didn't go on TV till I was 50. I didn't start the ministry till I was 42. So, I mean, I didn't go on TV till I was 50.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard work to travel. And I would do all these conferences, and I would do everything in the conference. I mean, there was a time when I was doing 36 conferences a year. Mm. And, I mean, there were like five sessions, some of them, and I would take every speaking engagement I could take. I mean, when I look back, I just think, you know, that was just really stupid. Mm-hmm. But I was strong. God did make me strong, and he did want me doing most of what I did. Mm-hmm. The thing is, it doesn't take a lot of tweaking your life. It's not like you got to stop everything you're doing.
Right.
It doesn't take a lot of tweaking to get to where God wants you to be. He's not asking you not to be fruitful and not to do anything.
Right.
He's just asking you to take those times to recover.
Mm-hmm. What would you say now, looking back? What would you tell yourself then, now that you know what you know now? What would you do differently? Because what's interesting to me is you were building something, and so there is so much hard work that goes into it, and you started from nothing to what God has done. So there's a lot of work, but how do you balance that? Like, what would you do differently?
I think the things that I would do differently is I would really look at what I was doing that was bearing fruit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good.
And what I was doing that I was just doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That really wasn't bearing any fruit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's really what I tried to. And then eventually I even had to get to the point where I had to look at, okay, what was bearing fruit for our ministry?
Yep.
Not, I'm.
Sure.
You know, everybody wants a favor.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't ever want to be the kind of person that won't do a favor for somebody. Everything that I do doesn't have to have a monetary value for me. I mean, there's many times when I go and speak and tell people I don't even want an offering. That's a way that I can give.
Yeah.
But I finally learned that if I'm constantly doing favors for other people, then that's bearing fruit for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then I still have everything that I have to do to make this work. And so I really would have said no to more things a lot sooner than what I did. But I really just didn't want to say no to anything.
I think there's such a mentality in our culture to push till you can push no more, and you just fight, and you grind, and you do everything you can, because especially as women, we're strong and capable and independent. Right. We can do anything we need to. Yes, but also there's a price to pay if you do all of that.
Well, right. When I started the ministry, I had a baby and three teenagers.
I just don't even know how you
a
did it.
A baby and three teenagers.
Wow.
Let me say
I
that again.
One
a baby.
Teenager and I'm Jesus.
A baby and three teenagers.
Yeah.
And
so you didn't sleep either.
Well, you know, actually, I did sleep decently, but I probably slept only 6 hours a night. Yeah. But I mean, I never quit. Mm-hmm. I mean, I worked from the time I opened my eyes in the morning until 10, 11 o'clock at night, and it was nonstop all the time. And then I would do dumb stuff like come back from a conference and go to the shopping mall and shop the rest of the day and then go out the next day and shop. You know, I didn't know how to be still. I wanted to be doing something all the time. And, you know, when I got real sick, December of 2017, I can say it was a surprise, but really, if I look back, and if I'm honest, I had been having different things that I was ignoring.
Hmm. Yeah.
So I just wonder, you know, like talking to our audience, what kind of things are you ignoring that your body is trying to tell you?
Yeah. That's a great question.
It is.
Yeah.
Because we do ignore things. It's like, I don't want to go to the doctor. You know, some people are like, I don't like doctors. I'm not going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Well, you know, good for you, but your body is trying to tell you something.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And your body told you under no uncertain terms, right? I mean, you just had to make major changes. So for that young mom who's watching right now, right? She's building a family. Maybe she's working. Maybe she's trying to serve others along the way. How does she balance that aspect of, I want to do what God wants me to do and not just everything that, comes down the pike? How does she kind of take her life back?
Well, different people have different means of being able to do things. But let's just say that, you're a mom and you can afford it. How about getting a babysitter once a week for you, even if it's for you to go have 4 hours
That's good.
By yourself to just relax, to do something you like, to get a pedicure, get a massage, take a walk, sit in the park, just be quiet. And to also realize that...
I can just hear everyone at home. Yes! Yeah. Point it over and over.
Honey, come listen to this.
What Joyce just said!
I'm out of here.
And you know, there may be people that can't afford that, but maybe you know another mom that you could trade with.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's great.
That's good.
You know, maybe, you know, I'll do this for you this week if you'll do this for me. There's... One of the things I've found out is if you want to do something bad enough, you will find a way to do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we use that as an excuse. And I know that from working out. I mean, for years I just said, there's no way I can work out. I mean, Dave kept trying to get me to work out regularly, you know, with weights. And I was just like, I can't, I don't have any time for that. And so then I would decide to try and... Me, I'm going to get in shape in 2 days. And so I'm doing way too much and I hurt myself. And then I say, see, I can't do this. Every time I try, I hurt myself. And then finally, I looked at myself, like you said, one day, and everything that used to be up here was down here somewhere. And I just, God just had to speak to me. And he said, you're not going to be around for the last 30 of your journey if you don't do this. And so people have to get some kind of exercise. They have to rest. They have to sleep. They need to drink water, not... some sugary drink all the time. You can, I'm not saying you can't eat sugar, but you can't live on candy bars and potato chips. And, you know, there are changes that people need to make.
Right.
But I thought there was no way that I could work out. And now for 16 years, I've been working out 3 days a week. So let me just say again, if you really want to do something bad enough, you can find a way to do it.
So that means you started working out when you were in your 60s.
62.
So that's so encouraging. Exactly. We can start it at any time and it will make a difference.
Yeah.